Canada's version of March Madness has officially tipped off. The U Sports Final Eight Championship, hosted at the University of British Columbia's campus in Vancouver, sees 16, 8 men, 8 women, university programs from across the country compete for the W.P. McGhee, men, and Bronze Baby, women, trophy. 7 players from the Okanagan are on rosters of championship teams. Women: UBC Thunderbirds, Katrina Fink and Stella LaGrange. Fink and LaGrange are both locals to Kelowna. Fink, a fourth-year guard out of Kelowna Secondary School, KSS, is playing in her last season with the Birds after joining the program in 2020. Injuries have kept her out of games since the 2022-23 season, but she will be graduating this year with a degree in kinesiology. Kat suffered a lot of injuries over her time with the program but still managed to give her heart to the group and her teammates in whatever capacity she could, said head coach Isabel Ormond. That is always hard to do when you're not on the court as much as you'd like, so we really appreciate her spirit and her presence with our group for as long as she's been a Thunderbird. LaGrange, a third-year guard from Okanagan Mission, has suited up in 19 games for the 18-2 Thunderbirds this year, accumulating 43 points, 13 assists and 27 total rebounds. The 5th-ranked Thunderbirds, who finished 2nd in the Canada West playoffs, will face the 4th-ranked St. Mary's Huskies from Halifax in the quarterfinals. University of Alberta Pandas, Rilly Semeniuk. The 4th-year guard out of KSS is a key bench contributor for the 18-2 Pandas, who won bronze at the Canada West playoffs. Semeniuk has played 97 games over 4 years, averaging 3.4 points per game and 1.5 assists per game. She has a career high of 21 points on 6 threes back in the 2021-22 season in just 17 minutes. The Pandas have a tough matchup in the quarterfinals, as they will play the top-ranked and Canada West champion, Saskatchewan Huskies at 8 p.m. on Thursday. Men: UBC Thunderbirds, Raj Dada and Gus Gertson. Dada, from Kelowna, went to high school at Rutland Secondary, and then to the Canadian Top Flight Academy West, CTAW, which is a predatory academy for aspiring athletes. The rookie is redshirting this season but has potential in the future with a 6'5", 170-pound frame as a guard. Gertson, from Roberts Creek, BC, on the Sunshine Coast, spent 3 seasons at UBC Okanagan. During his playing career with the Heat, Gertson sits 7th all-time in scoring, with 580 points, 10 per game. After sitting out the 2023-24 season due to transfer rules, the 6'6" sharpshooter is shooting 38.8% from beyond the arc, averaging 17 minutes a game and 7 points per game for the 15-5 Thunderbirds. Gertson is in his 4th year of eligibility and may return next season. A Canada West semi-finalist, the T-Birds, ranked 3rd, do battle with the UPEI Panthers, 6th-ranked, who upset the St. Francis Xavier X-Men in the OUS Championship. Ottawa GGs, Will Zylik. The 6'6" sophomore guard from Kelowna went to high school with the OKM Huskies. He also spent a season with the CTAW program. Zylik has played 21 games this year, averaging 5.1 minutes and 1.1 points per game. The GGs won the OUA championship after an impressive 20-2 regular season and is coming into nationals ranked number 1. They will play the 8th-seeded Concordia Stingers, who won silver in the RSEQ playoffs, in the quarterfinals. University of Calgary Dinos Beckett Johnson. 2nd-year Johnson hails from Salmon Arm, having played with the Salmon Arm Secondary Golds in high school. After playing in 6 games his freshman year, Johnson has nearly tripled that mark, getting into 18 games this season. The Rangy Guard's first-ever bucket in Canada West was an emphatic dunk. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by University of Calgary Dinos, at @UCalgaryDinos. The Dinos, 16-4 on the year, won the Canada West Championship over the Thunderbirds, and sports the U Sports MVP Nate Petroni. They tango with the OUA finalist, Queens Gales, in the quarterfinals. Teams will be playing Thursday through Sunday, and all 22 matches will be broadcast live on CBC.